Yes. Hello, welcome to The Run Home for your Wednesday afternoon. This afternoon, it's not Joel in the chair, it's the professor I'm on with Fletch, as per usual. Hello, big welcome to our listeners, SEN 1170 AM in Sydney, SEN 693 AM in Brisbane, and SEN 1620 AM on the Gold Coast. If you're listening live on the SEN app, g'day to you. You can download the SEN app at the App Store or Google Play Store. Also, let us know where you're listening from around the world. How do they do that, Brooksy? Oh, here we go, on social media. Yeah. At Joel Fletch SEN on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok or YouTube SEN League. We've got a cracking show coming up, but Brian, you better start talking here. This is your show. Your name is on it.
G'day, James. Good to see you. Haven't seen you for quite the about a month now.
Yes.
Time flies when you're...
Just sitting around.
And you're not short.
Something's happened. Well, yes, you go first.
No, I was just saying, how good's this? Postecoglou. Coach, Spurs, first time. Oh, I think it's brilliant.
Pretty amazing, isn't it? And just how much maligned at Celtic to begin with.
Yep. Yeah.
And then in 2 years, they've just gone. And that's one of the richest clubs, right? Is that they've got
anyone
cash?
In the Premier League's rich. Anyone. Yeah. They're minted. Best stadium in the world, by the way, personally, I think.
What sort of dollars would he be commanding? He's got a 4-year deal.
I think he got $8 million.
Oh, good on him.
Pounds
per?
As well.
Pounds.
Pound for the 4-year deal. So that'll be, what, $16 million across the 4 years?
Great work.
Is 4 years the regular sort of length?
People are a bit angry about the 4 years. People think, that's a bit too long. I mean, yes, 4 or 5 years is the standard, but people think he doesn't deserve 4 years.
This is awesome, mm-hmm. isn't it?
Well, who's next? There'll be a flood of Aussie coaches, surely. Graham Arnold.
Kevin Muscat, maybe, going over.
Who was the Adelaide guy with the pissant town?
Oh, yeah, he was great.
Aurelio Vidmar?
Yes, Aurelio Vidmar. And who was the... John Cosmina? How good would he be over there? Cozzy, yeah. Just giving it to people.
I think it's. I mean, it's obviously the first time we've got an Australian over there in the Premier League. Massive effort.
It's got to be well an Aussie. It's the highest ranked coach of an Aussie, right? There's no one higher than that. I'm just thinking. There's a couple of coaches in the NBA, but they're assistant coaches.
Yeah.
And almost like it was meant to be, Tottenham are playing a friendly tournament, a friendly game against Perth this summer. They've got a friendly over here. Versus Perth Glory. So he's going to be back here. It's going to be a big fanfare. It's going to be great.
There you go. Very good. Hey, we've got a cracking show coming up. Huge news in golf and football.
Oh, yeah.
UFC fighter Jack Della Maddalena.
Mm.
Kirstie Stanway. And the Beaver.
Yeah, going across the ditch.
That'll be good, across the ditch. And Stan Sport FC expert, the boss of the B-Man. He'll be on. If you want to get involved in the show, 1300-01-1170 or text 0457-736-736. Now...
I'm just wanting to know, where is Sugar today? Where's the great Joel Kane?
He's gone down south to Melbourne, Fletch.
Oh, okay. Work, is he a junket?
It might be.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think it's a big sports bet conference.
Oh, okay.
And he's the lead speaker, I think. He's
the keynote.
I think so, yeah.
Okay, I wonder if we get up on stage like Steve Jobs with a vest on. Not a vest, a big
hopefully,
turtleneck.
The black skivvy, yeah.
And I reckon they all might dance, you know.
Oh, like the Microsoft party.
1995, when they're just getting
Steve
down.
Steve Ballmer.
Down
and...
on it, you know. boys, what I like to do on a Tuesday, James, for you, I like to do lists.
All right.
Mm.
Can I listen to yesterday's show and hear that?
No. No, sorry. Wednesdays. Well, you weren't here yesterday, that's why I did it.
I listened, though, and I loved it. I loved it. What list are you doing today?
Well, we're doing... Now, this is not my list. So before the listener gets in here and complains, which they sometimes do, especially in my DMs. I got a lot of DMs yesterday about my nibble ring.
I want to talk to you about this in a second.
I'll get
this
to that.
Okay.
So a lot of people out there, a lot of weirdos. So let's do this. This is the top 7 voted worldwide best songs in sports movies. Hit it from number 7. Tourist.
Which movie?
Okay. That's Varsity Blues.
Oh, yeah.
Foo Fighters, pretty good.
Not bad.
Number 6. Now, I think this is a movie, or it might have been a porno. I'm not too sure. It's called Above the Rim. Let's go.
Yeah, this is an epic film.
Regulators. We regulate any stealing of his property. We're damn good, too. But you can't be any geek off the street.
Warren G.
You gotta be handy with the steel if you know what I mean. Earn your keep.
Okay. Oh, let's get rid of this. I like this bit.
It was a clear black night. Oh, yes. This is where we
number
need to
five.
Come in.
Yeah. Number 5. You gotta know this movie, James and Brooks. Pretty simple.
5.
5. Yes.
So what's coming
would
up?
Be Lanto higher than that.
I thought this would be.
Da-na-na-na.
You ain't so bad, as they like to say. Number four. Have a guess.
Yes. Field of Dreams.
No.
No.
Bang. Wonder Boy.
Wonder Boy. Major League.
The Natural?
Yes.
Robert Redford?
Yes.
Yeah, right. That's above the other one?
That's above that. I'm not being. Number three. This is going to get everyone bopping in their cars. We're in that Westfield car park. You can
have your dreams. Yes. You're the best. Around. Yes. So that should be number one. Karate Kid.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Number two. Please, tourist.
All right. Yeah. That's number two?
Number two.
What is this number one going to be?
And number one. Voted best song in a sports movie. Take It Away.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Are you happy with this?
Yeah. That's not bad.
So, if you've got another nomination, listener, 0457 736 773, tell me what yours is. Because
I've got a nomination.
Yep.
Can we do this? Can you YouTube stuff? Can you go, you're the one for me? This is a movie? You'll know it as soon as it comes on.
Okay. You're the one for me.
You'll know.
See, you and Brooksy, that you're from that generation where you really like your basketball.
Yeah.
No offense.
No. Because Jordan in the 90s. So when we were in our formative years, it was Bulls. You had Luke Longley, who was the first Aussie over there. So we were sick for NBA and the Bulls. So
yeah, that's fine.
Whereas I guess when you were a teenager, what was the sport?
Surfing and cricket.
Yeah.
So yeah, cricket.
Oh, just think cricket. Yeah. Dirk Wellham.
Yeah, right.
Who else? Dutchie Holland.
Yeah,
all right,
right,
let's go.
Have you got
just
it?
Double-checking. D-Train, is that who you're meaning?
No.
No? Well,
no,
okay,
no.
There's more than one song called You're the One for Me.
Okay, pass that around to Mark, see if he can find that.
Okay.
Are we happy with these songs?
Oh, absolutely, and that first one should win. In Chariots of Fire. That's absolutely great. Right. Do you want to grab that, Brooksy, so we don't break that? Hey, I want to talk to you about your nipple ring.
Yeah, okay.
You and I worked together for a long time.
Yeah.
And I know the state of your nipples.
Yeah.
And they're not, do you know what they're like? They're like cauliflower nipples.
Well, because I went surfing and I got a rash one day and I just kept surfing and my nipple, I didn't know this, but nipples, I was saying yesterday, they regenerate. So the skin, when they come off, they regrow.
Because that's
like coral.
Yours looks like coral.
Yeah, that's right. So what else do you want to know about it?
Because only one of them was a cauliflower nipple from memory.
Yeah, would you have a look? Have a look.
Yeah, show me. Let's have a look at it. It's right. Hideous.
Yeah, I know. It's just,
is it painful?
Killing. Listener, if you want to get a visual, it's the size of my thumb now.
It's swelling up.
Worse.
How long do you have to wear it for?
Well, the show's tomorrow night, so I'll probably till Christmas.
Have you used it sexually yet?
What do you mean, use it? What does that mean?
Well, isn't that the whole reason for them?
James, what sort of show do you think this is? Don't talk about that sort of rubbish.
Why else would you get a nipple ring?
Because I lost the bet. Nathan,
what was the bet?
The bet was an Origin bet. So we do it every year.
Right.
My bet was the debutantes will score.
That's not too bad.
Well, they didn't. They didn't get
near. No, right.
Oh, here we go. Pete from Pete and Sale in Victoria. He wants Bound for Glory. Okay.
Yeah, that's not bad. Can you find that one as well? I want to tell you a story about Fletch when I was working with the big man.
Yep.
And he was turning 50.
Yep.
And he got on the show, on the footy show,
yeah,
he got a tattoo on his bottom.
Yep.
And then after the show, he pulled me aside and he said, I think that's it for me. I really need to rethink this. Have you anywhere near that moment?
No.
How far then does this go? You start with tattoos, you go to nipple piercings. At what point, like, are you getting a big thing in your mouth? Are you getting...
No, well, I'm done now till next year for the Origin bet.
But how much further do you go beyond a nipple ring?
It depends what the bet is and I've got the tattoo. I've got a Neil's tattoo. Now I've got a nipple ring. I might keep it.
What's next, though? How far does it go?
Just as far as you want to take it. So it's Nathan's turn next week. He's coming in for a big surprise.
Can you give us a tease on what it might be?
He doesn't like the water.
No.
So... And I know he won't do it because he's petrified of sharks. I want him to swim out around Wedding Cake Island. And the other option is something to do with his cosmetic surgery. That's what I'm
getting it shortened.
Yeah, no, not that one. Getting it folded in half. So we'll have to wait this. Jay's got a good one. Got, yeah. My name is Willie Beeman from Any Given Sunday. Mm. My name is Willie Beeman. Living in America, Rocky IV, Peach.
I've got that one.
Yeah.
What's Gary Glitter, Rock and Roll from... Yeah, that's a good one.
What was your one?
Here, play it. This is a good one.
Yeah, okay, here we are.
You'll know it straight away.
Oh, give me a second. Here that's we right. That's there it. We are. Can you tell a girl you don't
know that you're the one for me? What the hell? Right,
it's Brett Lee's Bollywood.
Is this Binger?
Yeah. Let me go. This is the best of it.
So he's dressed up in all the...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And he did it with this famous... So he did it with this Bollywood famous singer who was like in her 70s.
Okay.
And it was about, you know, because I've got blonde hair. This is her, it kicks in. The beat just dropped then. Imagine the clubs now.
So can he sing in Hindu?
I don't know. We can probably ask him.
A couple of verses.
Like he's massive over there. Oh, like even...
I read a thing the other day where they were trying to get him to run for parliament there.
Wow.
That he is that big. They've obviously got, I think there's, they were trying to change the rules so that a non-Indian born, because they reckon he would get voted in India.
Okay, so when he gets over there, what does he do? What does he do? Like, is he not going down the nets and stuff like that? Like,
yeah.
But what's the, I know he obviously is a gun cricketer, but he sort of missed all the IPL bizzo, didn't he?
Yeah,
but he just,
not by much. But,
not by much, but so he just goes back every year.
Yeah, and he commentates the IPL.
Okay.
Now.
And I just love him because of the blonde hair.
The blonde hair, and he's I don't know, something about the speed. I think it was, you know, and he was handsome and he was fit. Yes, Brooksy.
The send-offs. No, it was the send-offs. I'm just trying to think, like, would he represent the local population? Well, Brett Lee over there. So he gets in. Let's say they get him in, right? Yep. They get Brett Lee in.
Yeah, Binger.
But is he ticking boxes for the local but region?
Yeah,
that
because as you said, he'd be down at the nets with the kids.
Yeah, there's a
more
lot
nets. Yeah,
more nets. More cricket grounds.
But I mean, does Shoaib Akhtar? Or they don't, because he was handsome. He was quick.
Yes, there's obviously that Pakistan-India problem.
Mm. Yeah, okay.
It's been going on for a long time.
Okay, but and
there's a few that are massive in India. Steve Waugh's very big in India.
Steve Waugh.
But yeah, they love Tugger, and he goes
interesting
back.
They love David Warner.
Oh, they're sick for David Warner.
Because do you think it's because they embrace the culture? Because I see on social media, David Warner and his family are getting right into the Bollywood dancing and sort of stuff. So maybe they're thinking, right, if you try, we'll take you.
He makes gazillions of dollars out of India from endorsements. Like, for example, Pepsi India sponsors David Warner. So... You know, and he's got his TikTok and his...
That's what I mean. He gets right into it.
So he would just generate through, you know how, because you make money off YouTube and that stuff. The likes and the views he gets, he'd be making thousands of dollars a month.
Okay, we need to get involved. How, Brooksy, how
do we... Play the wrong sport.
How do I get involved? How do I break into the Indian market?
So we need to do videos with this World Test Challenge coming up. Championship, sorry. Starts tonight. Why don't you review every... match and do it skewed towards the Indian team, like just how good they are. Okay. Even if they get bowled out for 143, that was the best 143 that I've ever seen.
Okay. And the Indian population really like the jewelry. I've seen they got this.
Get some,
you know what I've noticed?
What about nipple rings?
Yep, perfect. And the blue and the yellow?
Blue and yellow,
it's very right
blue
up the old Kapil Dev, Muhammad Azharuddin.
Oh, that
years.
Is their Indian colours is blue. Well, you're right.
What series cricket?
Well, that's Sri Lanka, isn't it?
No, well, they wear the blue and they've got a little
navy.
Bit of...
Navy. Yeah.
Russell Arnold.
Orange. Russell Arnold.
Yeah.
Well, I need to break into the Indian
market.
Well,
you know what we've realised? We're making this little cricket show at the moment with Stuart McGill.
Give it a plug, James.
I'm going to. It's Till the Ashes, and we've been counting down, so we're down to 7 days till the Ashes. It's going great. It's on YouTube.
Yep.
Need a sponsor if anybody's out there.
Let's get over to Pepsi India.
Pepsi in India. Anyway, we've noticed what we do. If any guest that comes on, I just say to them, do you know Virat Kohli, right? Mm. Most of them go, no. But then when I sell on the internet, I say, you know, Andy Bickle talks about Virat Kohli.
Yeah.
Views through the roof.
Okay.
Doesn't That's matter smart. If they know him or not. But then we had what's his name? Doug Bollinger on. And Doug Bollinger, did you know that in 2009, at the launch of the IPL, he got on stage with Katy Perry and they were dancing. Katy Perry was singing a song. Katy Perry then got Doug Bollinger behind her to show her how to bat. and then she simulated a sexual act with the microphone.
She did not.
1,000,000%. Look it up. Doug Bollinger was on the news in America. He just talks about, he's a gardener now. He talks about, oh, yeah, I got on stage with Katy Perry. He doesn't care. Anyway, she ended up going to court in India. They were trying to lock her up for doing a lewd act on TV before the IPL. So
what was the lewd act?
So it was the microphone like this. I'll stand up.
Are we talking a bit fellatio?
Yeah, are we talking?
No, it was. So she behind pretended it was a bat.
Yeah.
And then he came around behind her.
Yes.
And then they were like that with
it. It wasn't as hectic as Miley Cyrus.
Have you seen that? We were going to say Molly Meldrum.
No. He just shows his bluder.
A couple of times. What did Miley Cyrus do?
Oh, that was.
In India?
No, not in India.
Right. Yeah.
Not in India. But you've got to be careful. You've got to be careful because they're quite religious.
Yes. Mm. Well, the main reason she got in trouble was because it was apparently there's a national day there where students all do their exams at the same time, and her act just disturbed the students.
Okay.
While they were.
Because, you know, in some country, pornographic movies are disabled. So you can't click on there. Happened to me. Well, not actually, it didn't happen to me.
No.
Sorry. Happened to a mate of mine in Jakarta.
Hindi.
In Jakarta. Yeah. So to log on to those websites, they just block
you. Mean,
you.
Yeah, blocked.
So, but is that on 4G or is that on the Wi-Fi in the hotel?
Both. I tried both. And then I even tried to move.
No, your mate did.
Yeah, my mate tried.
Hindi.
But they did have we were staying at the Mickey Hotel. I think it was the Mulia. Might have been the Mulia. But they had the adult.
Yeah, but were they
movies.
Proper adult movies?
Well, they were locals. And it was just like Tug Sambos. And it was, it was the frosted vision. So you think it's going to, it was like blurry.
Like the old Vaseline on the lens.
So you think, hang on. And nothing ever happened. I thought, this is going to be good. Sit down, pull the doona down. Close the curtains and nothing. It's like a proper story.
Yeah, right. So the adult films are just what we fast forward through here.
The MA.
Yeah.
Yeah, the bit at the start that you go. It was like MASS.
It was like a MASS reunion.
Yeah, right.
That's what it was like.
Okay.
Anyway,
What are we talking about? So anyway, World Test Championship's on tonight. It's on SEN. We've got an amazing team. Hey, isn't Harsha Bogle on the SEN?
Corey? Yep, Ravi Shastri.
Yeah. This is how you get into India. They've got like hundreds of millions of followers. Just get one of them on the show. Can't you call them? And then
yeah, we could. Anyway, we've got a caller.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Quick caller. Sparty, are you there?
Hello, Brian. How are you?
I'm going good, Glenn.
That's good, mate. If I'm a fast bowler who has any kind of political aspiration.
Yep.
I'm not going to the subcontinent. I raise you Imran Khan.
Yeah, it didn't go great for
you. The things that have occurred to him. Yeah, you're not doing that. Just Brett should just stay here and become the local member for Waitara or something like that.
Well, okay. What sort of fast bowlers would make it in the political world in the sub? I'm saying Mike Whitney. Mike Whitney over there. Adjust your left. Yeah, him and Chaminda Vaas together. If they went together,
running mates.
Yeah, both ends. Yeah, both ends.
Yeah, love it.
Running from both ends. Depends if you ate a dodgy vindaloo. But Mick Whitney, Bruce Reid,
Craig McDermott would do well over there.
Carl Rackerman.
Now Imran Khan, was he more of a fast bowling all rounder?
Yes.
Yeah. So that's it's a different category really.
Why do you reckon they got the Roscoes out? They just want fast bowlers.
They said you were too good at batting.
Yeah.
You batted too high up the order.
So we're gonna get your leg before.
You know, go for it, Brian.
Oh, God, Sparty. You're breaking up.
Mike Whitney would be great. Remember Who Dares Wins? We'd go around. He'd be like, if you vote for me, I'll give you $50.
Yeah, that's right.
He'd be,
well, but the other thing is Sydney Weekender years.
And
Mumbai Weekender.
Tanya
Zayeta.
Zayeta. She's big in India.
She is.
So there you go. Hang on.
And Jay Lagoya. Was he on there as well?
Water Rats.
Yeah, wasn't he on there?
Play School.
No, he was surprise.
What?
Remember the show?
I don't know.
Camera.
Listen, we're going to go to a break because I need to Google. I need two things to Google.
Yeah, righto.
I need to find out, can you watch porn in Jakarta? And what's 10 years I had to do on these days?
Yes, you're on the run home with who is it? I'm the professor, yeah, and you right. are Fletch. Call 1300-01-1170 or call 0457-736-736. Just a reminder, you can get this show as a podcast later on, the Joel and Fletch podcast. Subscribe at Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Fletch, are you doing fast bowlers that'll be good politicians? Is that what you want to
do,
mate?
Well, Liam, good to hear from you, Liam. So he said, g'day, lads, how are you getting it? Tomo, he wants Tomo for PM. That would be I'd vote for Tomo.
You know, when World Series cricket first started, they did a fastest bowler tournament.
Yes.
In Perth. And they got, who would have been back then? So it was Dennis Lilly, Jeff Thompson, Michael Holding. Joel Garner. And they did it. They measured how fast they were bowling. And it was basically.
No radar.
So what they used to do was it was basically. They were bowling in a net, and on the side of the net were numbers, and then they would slow-mo the footage, and based on how fast the ball went through the frame, they could tell who was bowling the fastest. Apparently, Jeff Thompson showed up, and he was just talking to Kerry Packer up in the box. He didn't want to take part. He was wearing Dunlop Volleys, had been drinking the whole night before, was still drunk, and Kerry was like, get down there and have a bowl, and he was like 10 kilometres faster than every other person.
So that's where they got the 160K from.
That he used to bowl that fast.
Yeah.
So he was and there's a shot of him. Look it up. It's all on YouTube. It's called Australia's Fast Bowler or something from the 80s. And there's a shot of him, and everybody's got their clothes on, and Tomo's barefoot with his shirt off.
With a dart? Please say a dart.
Oh, he might have a dart, but he's got a gold chain. He's just standing there, and he looks blind. And he comes in, and he is 10Ks faster than every other bowler.
Because he had that action.
The slingshot.
Bang.
Yeah.
Mm. Who else do we want in Australia? So I got Whitney.
Who wouldn't? Stuart Broad.
A-grade.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. If he ran...
For the Tories?
Yeah. they would vote him in. You know, they love him in the UK.
Yeah. Yeah, let's vote for someone who wears a headband. Okay, let's move on.
And doesn't walk.
What do you mean? Oh, yeah. He's like, what's he doing? Hey, Fletch, I sent a couple yesterday, but I got up thinking sugar is off at the moment, which is understandable. Oh, sorry. Chris from Wall's End. So Chris is our registered tipster.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, right.
And he likes Gawler Race 5, Pool Pony. Race 5, Gawler, Pool Party. We've got a caller, do we? What do you keep pointing?
Remember?
Oh, sorry. You bet more.
You win some.
You win some, you lose more.
Oh, so any time Fletch talks about gambling, you have to say that.
I think Brooksy's made this up.
Is that true? Is it because he talks about it a lot?
True, yeah.
I'm just passing information
under 15 seconds.
I'm not enticing anyone. Gamble.
So if when he hang on,
enticing
so he talked
gamble.
About his
enticing gamble. Oh, he should. That's big.
But what about what about when Fletch was talking about his bet about his nipple ring? He didn't say it after that.
Correct.
He should.
And he said it was a bet. So.
Okay.
Should we do it? Does he need to do it again?
You lose more. You lose more of your nipple if you don't get it in correctly.
You put a photo of that nipple up on your...
It's
a cauliflower.
We've got the video.
I'm not doing it. My kids get TikTok now. So apparently there's a thing for you where if... And then...
Well, now...
Luca came running in, like my youngest daughter came running in.
This is what I mean. This was the Daryl Broman conversation.
Said, Dad, what is this? Yeah, but I don't care.
This is Daryl had kids coming into him going... There wasn't TikTok back then. That was 15 years ago. But he's done.
He's dined out on that. Okay, quickly, we've got the news. We've got the news, James.
Oh, sorry. Get to the news. You're on the run home with the prof and Fletch. Yes, it's the run home with the professor and Fletch this afternoon. Thanks to Hyundai Tucson. Tomorrow's SUV, book a test drive and anytime fitness, the gym for anybody, anytime. Just a reminder, Kirsty Stanway and the Beaver Stephen Donald will be coming up across the ditch very soon. It's thanks to Mate Communications. Try Mate for $1 and get double data on selected mobile plans. Yes, you're on the run home with the Professor and Fletch this afternoon for your Wednesday. It's that time when we like to go across the ditch to chat to Kirst and Beaver. Fletch, you got some stuff lined up for
them? Yeah, we're going to chat to them. I'm quite interested in their take on the Warriors.
All right,
how good it's going.
Let's listen in, see if they've...
How it comes across.
What's this? Is this SENZ? This is what's happening over there.
It stinks to high heaven. The Saudis won, and it didn't look as though that was going to happen a year ago, but money talks.
Yeah, money does talk.
Money talks. That's usually what we're saying about those Australians, aren't we, Beav, when it comes to poaching our players, our top talent. Money talks.
Hey guys, how are you? We're on the other line here.
We were listening. Yeah, that's not nice.
Yeah, how is the Australian coach of the Warriors going? How is Andrew Webster?
Yeah, no, he's not doing too badly. We'll keep him.
He's a New Zealander, isn't he?
He can have
him. Hopefully the Kiwi.
Hey, guys, what's been going on? What's happened the last week that I haven't seen you? What's going on in your lives?
Curse, where do you start?
There's something going on there.
He's about to come out of retirement.
Oh, B.
We're still trying to convince him to chuck the boots on. It is old boys weekend at his club this weekend.
Oh, yes, you got to do that, yes. B. You got to do that.
Well, I'd rather be in the tent drinking beers, to be fair, Fletch, I must admit.
Yeah.
Playing in the afternoon when it's freezing cold, I'd rather be parked upside the barbie. But, yes, if there's a chance.
What's your old team?
Just my local club team, my little town, Waiuku. So yeah. We're having a bit of a go up there on Saturday afternoon. So they're still trying to rope me into playing, which I really don't want to do.
How old are you, Beef?
I'm 39, look 69.
Oh,
so,
mate, 39.
Yeah. Okay, let's do this, Beef. We've been doing this BMIs. It's BMI Mondays, but it's a Wednesday now.
Oh, right. Yep.
So you're
yes.
Okay. What's your weight? How much are you weighing?
It's post France. I'm still struggling to get that French weight off. It's 110 at the moment.
Jesus, Beef.
It's not Beef.
But how tall is Beef? How big are you?
Yeah,
6'10".
What are 6'2". We
6'2".
6'2". 6'2".
Put it in the flux capacitor. So, because why we're doing this is because I was going to wait till the end, but let's just do it now. Give me a bit of a how bizarre.
There we go.
So, guys, this is what I was getting to. Air New Zealand is to weigh passengers before they board the plane. So, basically, Alistair James, who's the load control specialist. You wouldn't want to say that the wrong way. We weigh everything that goes on the aircraft, from the cargo to the meals on board to the luggage on the hull. So what they're going to do, travellers will be asked to stand on a digital scale when they check in for their flight. The information about their weight is then submitted out to the food court so everyone can laugh and stare at all the fat people. So why is this? And you've got to strip down. I understand you've got to strip
nude,
down.
Nude, it says no, here. Yeah.
No.
Not nude.
Your
undies.
Your undies. Yeah.
Undies, sorry.
Is this some sort of sick joke?
Cursed.
Well, at least if you're stripping down, you take a few kilos off, right?
Well, that's what I'm saying. So they don't want to, if you're carrying anything like that. But why is it? Are they saying
the owner of the airline just a bit of a perv? Is that what's happening here?
I think the government owns the airline.
Oh, well,
they regularly do it, apparently.
Right.
Okay. I think they do it every 6 months or so, I think I read somewhere.
Oh, and it's only in New Zealand?
Yes. Well, that's the only airplane we've got pretty much in this country.
Okay. What about a bit of Jetstar love?
Jetstar, I'll take anyone.
Yeah.
If you just show up, they're happy with you, to be fair. Right. But no, it's the only one that does it.
Okay, well, Beave, you're going to struggle because you're 111 kilos. Is that correct? And you're 190 centimetres. Your BMI is 31, so you're obese.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, you're meant to be between 20 and 25, is it?
Yeah. There's another one here. There's another range. It just says the GT class, where that's the perfect body composition.
Right. Okay. Now, tell me you're not going to do Curse next.
What are you tipping him at?
I have no idea. I honestly don't know what I weighed since I was about 15 years old.
All right, she's tipping them in. I don't know what she's tipping them at.
What's GT weighing?
He's probably, what is he, 96, 97?
Ooh.
5% body fat.
Yeah. How tall?
I think he's under. He's 3%.
How tall is he?
Wow.
How tall is he, B? Yeah. Taller than you? Same height?
Same height.
Put it in, Beave. Brooksy, please. Put it in. I noticed, speaking about the Warriors, we're chatting about Andrew Webster, he's re-signed, which is great. So how many more years has he got?
Another three, I think, now.
Oh, good on.
Was it two
so
or three?
So what's he up to now? Three now.
Yeah, three. It was a two-year deal, so they've extended him.
I love that he's the... Now, because you know there was that Tigers team that always had all those players that they let go that went on to great things. Now they've got a coach.
Yes.
Because obviously Webster was... So when they do that Tigers 17, they've got the coach that went on to great things.
Yeah, they had Toddy Payton there too.
Yeah.
Let him go.
Jeez, oh.
But they are flying, and is everyone still in love with the Warriors, Curse?
Yeah, we love sold-out stadiums at Mount Smart. It's so good. And did you see all the streakers in the Hawke's Bay 2 weeks ago?
So like 23? Beavers out there. 23 streakers, was it, or something?
Getting ready for a flight. Now, isn't the one at... Didn't we talk about this?
Yes, Napier.
Yeah, it actually upset a few people.
Ooh,
but
why?
We thought it was quite entertaining.
Why did it upset people?
Well, people were just saying it was disrespectful to the players having to stop the game all the time. And
Were they nude or were they...
No, that was disrespectful.
That's the problem. The modern-day streaker, it's the art's died,
exactly. You can't call them streakers.
No, they're just pitch roustabouts. Yes, pitch invaders.
Pitch invaders. Like, bring them back.
1,000,000%.
Like, I think if you're going to streak, do it properly. Because you're going to get a fine anyway.
Is Napier cold?
Yeah. At that time of year, yep.
Maybe that's it.
7:30 at night, yep.
What about, Boo, this is a question for you, Eddie Jones. So they're saying he won't be in the job after the World Cup. Do you think he's just playing?
I saw that. He's had to backtrack now. I think it was just, he just wanted another headline, didn't he? I mean, rugby didn't have any headlines, so he just sparked another one. He's come out and said, no, that's incorrect. I will be there post that, but that's just my mentality is I'm just focused on the World Cup.
Gotcha.
I see his backtrack. What I was going to ask you, mate, is State of Origin 1 obviously didn't go the Blues' way. Now, as a former State of Origin Blues player,
yes,
does it just make you sick that they... I mean, I'm sitting back watching this just laughing, but all the commentary after the game was just the fact that it was spirit, it was character, as if to say the guys in Queensland just have a mortgage on being good. Hearty buggers as opposed to a New South Welshman?
Yeah, that term has never been more apt. You hearty buggers. There's not much we can say, Beef.
I think Gus Gould said that on the coverage.
Beef, there's not much we can say. They say this Queensland spirit, and the last two Origin games, we've been in front in the last 10 or so minutes, and they've come from behind and beat us.
Well, with a player down this time as
player
well.
Down. Oh, I don't think it's... We don't... The New South Wales don't have spirit. The game that we played last week, we should have won. In Origin, if you're in front with 8 minutes to go and you're two in front and against 12 men, that was the way we played. And if Nathan Cleary could have his time back again, I'm sure he would, is just get rid of it. Kick down there and make Queensland come from outside their own half. That's the difference. I just think, how would I frame this? I think their senior players, Daly Cherry-Evans, Cameron Munster, they understand the game management side of it. I don't think there's anything to do with Queensland spirit. They were smarter than us. That's all.
Hey, do you guys go for Queensland because you're New Zealanders?
Yeah.
See that? Because Mel
not in a ridiculous way, but it's
basically anybody outside of New South Wales goes for Queensland, right? Because all of Victoria does.
Well, it's a lot of the underdog thing. That's
right.
That's my understanding. Underdog. So when New South Wales were dominating all those years.
When you were there, mate.
But but what about this? What a story if this New South Wales side can be the first team ever in the history of Origin, which is now 43 years old, and Nicho Hynes leads us to victory.
Is it Nicho Hynes?
I think they'll go with Nicho. Yeah, because we've had a bit of an incident today. Cody Walker, late breaking news, has strained his quad at training today, so he may be out this weekend, and then, of course, they pick the side. So I would suggest they'll go with Luai and Nicho.
Now, I don't know if you guys saw it, but your co-worker, Joel, was the absolute highlight of Origin 1 for me. Obviously, last week, he tipped us, and I went on it, Crichton to score a try.
Yes.
Well, I don't know if you guys have seen the social clipped-up version that we saw on the SEN League channel, but Joel absolutely loses the gherkin when Crichton scores. I'd love to know how much you had on it, Fletch.
I don't know. Where's this Gergen audio? Have we got any
Gergens?
Gergens.
It was lost.
Is there? No, I haven't.
Poor old Sands Gergen.
No.
Poor old Manor was getting assaulted next to him with little jabs because he was that pumped up. And I'm thinking, well, I put a little bit on it. I'd love to know how much Joel had on it because he got sidetracked there at one stage.
Yeah, he loves Stevie Crichton. He says at the age of, 23, 24, he just scores in big games. So we can mock Sugar. We make fun of his rank sayings and stuff like that.
And can tip him.
Yeah, but he can tip. He does a lot of research. Like, if you're gonna give tips out, unlike us, yeah, I've got to say the same.
You've got to say the gambling thing. Oh, yeah.
God, what is it again?
Do they have that in New Zealand?
Oh, no, don't talk about gambling over there.
Oh, at all.
Can't do anything. Over
really?
There.
Is that?
I'll bet responsibly.
Really?
Can't do anything. No sponsors. That's when players, when teams go over there, they're not allowed to have their gambling logos.
I think you're thinking of North Korea.
No.
New Zealand?
No, true, isn't it? Steve.
Yeah, and we lose half your show when Laurie comes on at the end of your show on a Sunday. We get cut out because we're not allowed to hear about your gambling addiction.
Okay, well, I can tell you this, you're not missing much. You are not missing much. You may as well put on an episode of Neighbours. Laurie comes on and he hasn't, speaking of about tipping, he hasn't tipped a winner. He hasn't tipped, no, sorry, he has. He has a thing called the Laurie's Lock. And he's been doing this for 6 years. I think he's had three.
So sorry, as in like 30 rounds.
So 680. That's 180.
He's had three.
It's 180.
Does he still do that thing about, oh, we'll be eating Chinese tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
We've gone off that now. Yeah. Now we're eating a cup of soups.
Yeah, right.
No, he likes his Thai. Likes his Thai.
Does he?
Yeah.
What's he like at the Thai restaurant?
Loves his,
Is he into the roti?
That's not Thai.
Yeah, it is.
Roti.
Isn't it?
Yeah, the bread, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think you'll find that's more Indian.
No,
that's naan.
No.
Naan is Indian bread. Yes. Roti is Thai bread.
Malaysia. Hey,
you can get roti at the butter chicken shop.
Correct. No, it's not roti.
No. Hey, can somebody text in? Do you have many listeners that... Anyway, no, we digress. Hey, no, super rugby quarters this week. We've got the Waratahs taking on the Blues.
Come on, the Tars.
After last week, does anybody give the Waratahs any chance?
None whatsoever.
No, I don't think so.
Take the Blues on the minus 19 and a half.
All right. Well, there you go. I'll be hitting Temmie Minna if this comes up. Hey, guys, we've got to go. Just before we go, GT, perfect specimen, it says. We put it in the flux capacitor. 25.21, it just says perfect. Good catch. Wear a shirt. I've got to go, guys.
Not OP.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys. Bye, guys.
Got to chat.
See ya. All right.
Say hello to GT from me, Kirst.
There you go. Very you are on the run home with the Professor and Fletch this afternoon. Roti, for those playing at home, is both Thai and Indian. So
wrong.
Were we both correct?
Play the protest.
Oh, have you found it somewhere else here? Don't
Hold
say
tickets,
Wikipedia.
Protest. This is from the Roti Weekly. The roti is a traditional flatbread from the Indian subcontinent. It is normally eaten with cooked vegetables or curries. It can be used as
Show
a
me.
Carrier for them. It is made mostly of flour. Da, 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 da.
Show me the Roti Weekly. Turn it around. Show me it. This is BS.
It's not BS.
Oh, you've lost it, have you? What are you pausing for?
Okay.
There's two more hours. We're going to argue where this bread's from.
Okay. They have a form of roti in Thailand, but it is a sweet bread.
It's
used for
roti
desserts.
And naan. We're
going to
punch on here, mate.
It's not. You're thinking of northern Thai.
What do you mean? I'm thinking of southeastern Thai.
No.
Which is where I get my Thai
from.
You're listening to SEN Deli.
So rotis are the pancakes. So they have them.
Hang on.
Thai pancakes. They put Nutella in it. You're off your head.
You're off your head thinking it's Indian.
That's a crepe.
It's Indian. That's what it is. You're thinking the same sort of thing. Indian food.
Oh, God,
has
I just
roti.
Typed it in as Indian.
See, there you go. Thank you very
so
much.
So what's this Thai joint I'm going to?
Your Honour.
Thai has roti.
Taste of Thai, you...
Frauds.